Now we'll turn to some more news items. Youngsters and schools are in the news as book retailers Waterstones promote a tree book gift for children. Early reading skills are encouraged also by a reading scheme for primary schools in the city. And at the same time, we hear of a welcome Good Ofsted report for a deprived primary school.
Generous Christmas shoppers have brought festive cheer to Norfolk's children in care in a record-breaking year. The annual Giving Tree appeal, run by Norfolk County Council and Waterstones, encourages customers to share the festive spirit with young people in care. Shoppers wishing to support the project could choose from the tags adorning the Christmas tree in the Norwich store. Each tag had the name of a child and the book they'd like for Christmas, which the customer could buy. This year, after the 420 tags sold out in record time, customers bought an extra 100 books. Last year, more than 300 books were delivered, making this a record-breaking year. The council thanks shoppers for their generosity in the scheme's 12th year. The Giving Tree is organised by the council's Virtual School for Children in Care, which monitors the progress of looked-after children.
A scheme which matches trained volunteer readers with primary pupils has helped more than 50 youngsters. So far, the Get Norfolk Reading campaign, which is run by the Transforming Education in Norfolk group in partnership with national charity Beanstalk, has trained 21 readers since its launch earlier this year. They have been regularly reading with one-to-one pupils in 12 primary schools around Norfolk, with a further three having recently joined the scheme and 10 more volunteers ready to be placed in schools. They include Lucy Mole from Ridlington near Haysborough, who's been working with three pupils at Backton Primary since September. She said it's been absolutely amazing to hear from the teachers that the children were shy and not so confident before, and thanks to this one-to-one time, they have improved not only in their reading but in their confidence. It's really lovely.
The head teacher of a Norwich primary school in one of the country's most deprived areas said he almost shed a tear after they swept the board in a report he described as monumental. Mile Cross Primary School on Brazier Road received the glowing report from Ofsted after a visit in November, which saw it given the watchdog's top rating in all five categories. Inspectors described pupils as a delight, praised the school's vibrant outdoor curriculum, rapid progress of youngsters, and its open culture of leadership. They described head teacher Stuart Allen, who has been in the role for 9 years and at its predecessor school for another 8, as dynamic, energetic, and someone who knows his school inside out. The report said, "Pupils are friendly and extremely enthusiastic about learning. While many have faced challenges of various kinds, they are successful in overcoming the barriers they have encountered." In a government study of deprived areas, Mile Cross is ranked in the bottom 2% across the country.
A £25,000 crowdfunder to establish a new community farming site in Mile Cross has hit its target after boosts from Santander and Norwich City Council. Norwich Farm Shares crowdfunder closed at midnight on December the 11th and has exceeded its £25,000 target, with 150 people donating an average of £54 and two major pledges from Santander, £12,500, and Norwich Council, £5,000. This money will help the group set up a new community growing site at Valpy Avenue Allotments. The group, which was forced to leave its original Possick site last year, plans to develop a programme of educational and community engagement work, as well as growing vegetables. The group also has plans for a second, larger site at Whitlingham Nurseries, which will provide extra growing capacity and training.
An inspirational Norwich schoolgirl who has battled cancer has spoken of her joy at finding her happy ending and being crowned Christmas Model of the Year. Brogan Didwell, aged 10, from Morse Road, was just 5 when she was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, and the brave youngster faced 3 years of treatment, including grueling chemotherapy and lengthy hospital stays. Throughout that time, the St. William's Primary School pupil refused to let her situation stop her smiling, and one of her dreams was to become a model, a wish she is delighted to have achieved this festive season. Brogan, who has been in remission from leukemia for 2 years, was crowned Christmas Pre-Teen Model of the Year 2017 at a competition run by the Kerry Parker Academy at Wensum Valley Hotel to raise money for brain tumour research. I thought it was a dream. I didn't really think it was real. It was really nice to have the crown put on my head and to say that I was first, said Brogan. Because of my leukemia, I spent most of my time in hospital. I didn't really get to go outside and do all the modelling things, so I put it on my wish list and wanted to make that wish come true.